And still over here. So yeah, that's good.
Doesn't have
the Rosh. It's for a big one. Yeah, it's a big one. No, it's okay. So there we need the Rosh. Let's start the Gemara first, and then we'll. I'll give you one. Let's start the Gemara. We saw one Gemara last week, and we're going to do another Gemara. We saw the Tesis and the Rosh. That was the Hun. So let's start with the Gemara first. Well, by many of you may have seen, we saw this one already. By Mahalakas, which is Rabbi, we're going by the first two doors. Sorry, the one before. The second one is by the name of Abba Vamal and Abba Vamal. Second one is like this Gemara we saw. First of all, there's the Mokko. She's walking in a place where there's no chance other than to kick up stones. But it didn't happen naturally, but rather Ubat Vizika. Actually kicked it. And that's why the stones went up and damaged. Mao, King the Yeshua. Since there's no other way of doing it, okay. I didn't mean the was built. Or Meister, it was to build Kermanazi. Kermanazi says, anyway, what's the act of kicking? Take it. What's the Shaila? We saw Nashi to Malkin. What's the Shaila de Gemara? Is the Shaila de Gemara? Do we say that it's serious and therefore it's Chatzi Nezek? Or do we say it's a Shinri and therefore it's Rebbe Nezek? A real Nezek. It's one shot or Nashi said it. Or another shot. Is it Shaila Mu'ud? That if you say some normal okay, so it's got irrelevant how many times it happened. If you say it's Karen, then Shachmo, it could be even Ezek Shon. Those are the two mouth of Rashi. There is a mouth of places in the Rosh, which we're going to see very soon. But first, we're going to see the next part of the Gemara. Boy, you know what? We'll see you now. Places, the market we saw it, you know that you learned this, it's really right. What does you manage to get through it? Places, you learned? The market, yeah. No, you didn't? Oh, okay, that's a little bit further. By me name, give me a say. We probably would have to do this thesis today, but okay. By me name, give me a say. We're doing the Gemara. The beginning of the line is Bayminei Abim and Mimzei. Baisam Alechet Veshutzer Abim. It's walking in the street. Vehetizo Vezikro. It's walking in the street and it kicks up stones. Mao, what's the din? Or what's the shayla? It's walking in the street and it kicks up stones. What earth is the shayla? Mao. Oh, they can, but we need all to be to Karen. But why should it be Karen?
Unless
it was walking normally. That's right. That's going to tell us. The Karen, I mean, since we find it's Chatzi Nezek, maybe it's yeah. All the lotus of Karen. Also, to be Machayev in Shutzah. Karen, I've been along. They came up in a law, Bechayabes. We didn't tell the regular of Torah, maybe no. It's an end of the day, walking normally. It's a total regular, if it's pot. Oh, my name is Stavro, told the regular, it's the man, told the regular, forget about it. No, no, it's that. It's pot and shits are having made a taste. The regular, it's walking normally. I can be high, you think it's high, and shits are having what's happening. It's walking normally, it's regular. Ice stones are getting kicked out. Very good, that's right. Happened with Regan. Well, what's that? No, it's not. It's Chatzinezer. A lot of which you see, I dropped it down to Chatzinezer. Why should I make it now? It's Chayev. Chayev, I should say. Yeah. No. It didn't.
It's all we have in it.
That's what I meant. Like the Rav Rich was saying, tell me, Chatzinezek means it's in the Maslul of the Chatzinezek. Now we're going to see what the Torah says about Chatzinezek. Chatzinezek, we care. That's right.
Why?
Why is that? Care you ask from the Torah?
I'm asking. You know,
forget about Rav Rich was saying, in the Torah by care. The Shuri Tam is Mazik. You have to pay Chatzinezek. Where? Doesn't say in the Torah where. Says, that means everywhere. You have everywhere. So if the Halacha Mishnah Mishnah says this is Chatzinezek, could be the Halacha Mishnah Mishnah is saying this goes in the Maslul of Chatzinezek. So open up the Torah, Chatzinezek. Chatzinezek must be spotted everywhere. Could be. Problem is that it's really, it's very hard. The front of either way we know. This. The Maskon of this Gemara fits in beautifully according to the way we learned. Now, why by Retzori to pay Chatzinezek? What's Pshat? Is it a Chadish in your Chiyuv? Or is it saying that Chiyuv I'm just dropping down to Chatzinezek? How did you understand it? What's Pshat in Halacha Mishnah Mishnah? Is it a Chadish in your Chiyuv? Or it takes an original Chiyuv and knocks it down by 50%, drops it down. So if you take the original Chiyuv, so originally, if there was no Chiyuv in Mishnah Sarabim. So, a lot of people say, I can't create a new Chiyuv. What it's doing is dropping down what you have already. So, Boshut should be Pot in Mishnah Sarabim. Boshut. Okay, so that's going to be a given. And the next part of the Gemara is where things really start warming up a bit. It is a Rishus Rabbim, Veziko Rishus Yoch. There was walking normally and he kicked up the stones and the stones landed in Rishus Yoch. Mao, what's the din there? What's the shine? It's either here, the Kli broke Rishus Yoch. The Kli broke Rishus Yoch, you should be trying to pay. We know the Torah says we have to stay out there if you have to damage in Rishus Yoch. Yeah, I did damage in Rishus Yoch.
That's
if I damage the Rishus Yochid, of course it's possible because I'm regular. But here I damage the Rishus Yochid. I was walking in the Rishus Yochid, I damage the Rishus Yochid. Oh, my leg. I hear Inkan, Hoki, Ishkan. It's Ishkan, exactly. The Meister wasn't a Meister Hezek because it was walking in the Rishus Yochid. So it was walking in the Rishus Yochid, there's nothing to talk about. Poshut, you are Pot. Now, God, Kasha, you're telling me if you walk in the Shazam and damage in the Shazam, but walk in the Shazam and damage in the Shazam, also, but then you're moving to Israel, place to my left, it's but there, going on the way with Tizo and it damaged. Pain with Shazam, pain with Shazam, right? The first, you have the Shazam. So, what do we see from this case? It's even this case. You have sorry, some Rishus Rabbim. You are chayiv. My now with teams of Rishus Rabbim, the Zikr of Rishus Rabbim. Don't you think it means that everything happened in Rishus Rabbim? And therefore, my original shayla is that about that right, you would be chayiv. But the Gemara had two shaylas. What's it in if you are matin of Rishus Rabbim? What's the serious of Rishus Rabbim? That's the first shayla. Maybe it's like Karen, Chatzinezek should be like Karen. And that we said, no, inner Rishus Rabbim, nothing to talk about. Okay, what's the bit of it, kids? Inner Rishus Rabbim lands in Rishus Yochid, right? It spans over two Rishus. So we'll call the first one Tzuris in Rishus Rabbim, and we'll call the second Shaila spanning in two Rishus, just to make it easy. So regarding the first Shaila, Tzuris in Rishus Rabbim, we said, no way, I'm value not Chai. And what about spanning Rishus Rabbim from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid? Also, he says, no way, you're not chayiv. Well, this Brayta says, not like that. The Brayta says, if you walk in Rishus Rabbim and you have Tzoris, it's chayiv. So this Brayta is telling us, Tzoris in Rishus Rabbim, the first Shaila, Tzoris in Rishus Rabbim, we're chayiv. Not like you said, Poshut, not chayiv. My love, it is Rishus Rabbim, the Zik of Rishus Rabbim. No. It is the Rishus Rabbim, the Zik of Rishus Yochid. No. We're not talking about where we're talking about serious in Rishus Rabbim, but rather we're talking about when it spans. It goes from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid. It spans over transverses to Rishus. Right? Whether it was matted when it was walking in Shisayah, or whether it was matted when it was walking in Shisayah, we're going to be happy. Where did it land? Doesn't say. Also, did Shisayah. Then Greece. Okay, listen. This Bryce was written now. So now, over the couch is what you want to say, Vincent. Versus Rishuyos, from Shazam Shazam, the bright sin Yochayim, for Omris, Akir and Kalanokhayeshka, you said yourself, in both cases, your bottom. So it's in Shazam and Badi, your bottom. And so it's a go from Shazam Shazam, it's also bottom. Why? If there's no Akir, how can it be Anokhay? How can it be if there's no, it's in the mice you're doing, and you're trying to take off? And here we go, Bryce. He says, you are fine. But you're telling me, at least it's talking about this case. Oh, my lady, right? I retract my psak. What's my psak? If you walk in Shazarabim and the damage happens in Shazarabim, the animal, the bala payment is chayiv. You don't say, here, ain't the Hanok Yeshkan. Yes, Hanok Yeshkan, it damaged in Shazarabim, you're chayiv. Well, here we have the Gemara, and this is out of the nights. Let's go to the Gemara. See more of it. Mark comes out, an animal walking down the Shisarabim, and Tzoretz get kicked up, didn't do it on purpose. Tzoretz get kicked up, walked down normally, Tzoretz get kicked up and damaged something which is the obvious. The owner of the animal is kind for the damage.
Couldn't we have learned it from the fact that if the cow was standing on the Shisarabim and eating in the Shisarabim, that he would be kind?
You're asking from another halacha?
Yeah.
You've got to arrive at that halacha?
Oh,
it's
I don't know right now. Okay.
Yeah. You've done it. You've bought one shayla. It's such a yeah. Indeed. It's Avada Kashur. I think it's the Kashur. Right.
Yeah.
You have to find the Gemara. Yeah.
But that's important. We translate the word by the other as meaning which is a nugget.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Why can't we just get a whole thing?
Says which is around.
I don't know. It's walking and which is a walking. And which is the other one, which is the robin, but you broke it. You broke the thing.
Not going to work.
Yeah, maybe that would be fine. In the case where it would walk into which is the other and cast off these pebbles and broke something in which is Arabian or which is Gokhan. And maybe the rice is that it's
fine. Why? It was broken in which is the Yachin.
It was broken in which is the Yachin. Not permission. You broke something in which is the Yachin or broke something in which is Arabian.
Okay. You think that's the word, say, Mahalak? But there, that's what it means.
That's what it has to be wrong.
No, it doesn't mean. Yeah. Not which is the Arabian. I'm saying it means also which is the Yachin. You're saying only means Shisayah. That's not. I left him there, definitely means Shisayah. You can say it also means that he went into Shisayah. You can't say it means only Shisayah. Yeah? By basic, those are a clear Vishavrasa. Remember such a statement? I'm sure you're always good to remember where these statements are. When such a statement? Those are a clear Vishavrasa. Not for us, Sheva, Kriyachim, Shomish. Very good to see. She was on the board. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah. Don't say, like, he should not say. He trod on the clean, he broke. You've been off on a Sheva, he ake, Mishnah, and I reach you in the Shalom, and I ask you in the Shalom, continue. With Tony Allo, okay, that's the Mishnah. Tony Allo, here's the price of which we haven't had yet. The Medes of Amamu, Mishnah, and Isaac. That's what we said. That's in Mishnah, and Isaac. Abba Mishnah, Abim. On the first one, you'll be potter, but the second one, you'll be fat. Now, why? Why? How can that be? How can it be on the first one, you're potter? Well, that's potter because you know, regular is a rabbi, you're potter, potter. But then, how can you be fat for Tzoris? What's the pshat? Elema, you see, that's Tzoris, it's a rabbi. My love is Rishusarabim, it is Rishusarabim, the Zik Rishusarabim. The Tumar case, right? It was all King Rishusarabim, it trod on that Kli, and the thing, the Shah, Iran, and landed in Rishusarabim. Nechai. Read the Gemara, but that was Tony, yeah, Bryce. But Ombris, Tony Eliza was.
You could explain it that way. Bryce was in the Shusa Rabin. But why would the Bryce be written that?
Yeah, that's the Yossi
question. It seems to be enslaved.
The Bryce leaves us, yeah, there's two ways he can read it. Yeah. You have to remember that certain hanochas, which the Tanaim had, that is possible not even at Sad for you to discuss. This Tanaim of this Braisa, I never had a Hamid, you tell me, if you have Tzoriz Inish Tzram and Inish Tzram Yechai, no Hamid. So if he says this, it's obvious that's what it means. It's not like you can say a statement, which, you know, like my mother always used to say, my moshel, my mother used to tell me to empty the dishwasher. So I used to empty the dishwasher. And then she'd come up and say, well, why is there nothing put back in? And he told me to enter the dishwasher. I said, no, if I tell you enter the dishwasher, it means to refill it. Just, that's what it means. Those are the words mean. That's what my moshe. The young age. Here's the youngest, that when a woman tells you something, it means something else, right? it's even easier. The Brian Tanner tells you, I love it. I don't have a minute to tell you that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody would tell you, don't forget to say, Alan Isim. Today, yeah, don't forget. Obviously, you know it doesn't mean a minute of time. It means tonight. Let me say it's an statement which a posh never meant which is to happen. I don't have a clash of why the Bryce wrote it this way or the Bryce said it this way, because speaking to the normal people, she's and it must mean from Shah's I'm going out. I'll be even there, you said your part. It's not to be. I'm a Inkan, I'll be Inkan. Oh, my day, hardly. Once again, I'm poison. I retract my statement, and indeed, the walk down the Shisarabim and stones fly off into the Shisarabim, you are chayav for that damage. Yeah, right? I'm chayav for that. I hear Inkar, not the Isha.
And that's your reason. I don't know that question, but you said.
Nachon, and I ask the question again. I have one more.
Yeah.
Right? The Omer of Yehveini, and this is even a bit harder. This is Gemara says like any is, or how can you say what you're saying? Any, but Omar and Yechon, Yechon said, "Ain katina de kolok." He said the statement, "Katina de," no difference between Shusyak and Shusyak. No. So what's that mean? No difference of katina de both Shusyak and Shusyak. Meaning that every katina de is going to be chayiv even in Shusyak. My love, it is Rishon Tzurabim, Vizik Rishon Tzurabim, Rishon Tzurabim, Vizik Rishon Tzurabim, Loi, it is Rishon Tzurabim, Vizik Rishon Tzurabim. Omer Sakiri and Ganamachi, it's Ganamachi, it's Ganamachi. Amalei, Hodger, three different questions on this. Who was it again? Put up the name. Who was the one that said it? Rizair. Three questions to ask Rizair, and each one he answered by then saying Hodri. Right now, Yossi asked a question. Why did they ask it again and again? It's the same. He already said he was Chayyim. I have a Agosha that he wasn't asked by the same people at the same time. Because the last line is Amy. Yeah? Very rare to have such a statement. What do we have? We had him say he said his name. That spans, you're going to be potter. And then the Gemara says, the Gemara says another Isay, and suddenly the Gemara said, Aini, Aini means, how can you say what you say? We have a Birchon saying otherwise, right? But I've already told you I've been choizet. What are you asking? How can you say what you say? Birchon said otherwise. I understood it, right? Well, I understood. Ibn said his statement when he said it. And then throughout his career, people asked him on his statement, you're telling me that you're potter in Shusarabim, and you also stand in Shusarabim, you're also potter. So you went around and people came around with prices. I've got a customer this way, I've got a customer this way. How can you say what you're saying? I'm not good, let's say otherwise. It wasn't necessarily said in the same sitting. And it went down the same way. The first, your question, my original psak is not kashrut. I'm talking about spam. And on my second psak, you're not on, I was probably I was for you. What is? Oh, cholum. Yeah, okay, 1 second. I'm going to say in a minute. I want to say one more Ibois Aimer. Ibois Aimer. That word Birchon said, Ein Chati Nezek Choluk, it's talking about Kerens. Now, what did the Birchon say? Birchon told us, when it comes to Halachas of Chati Nezek, there's no differentiation between Mishutzayok Yed and Mishutzayok. You know, when it comes to the din of Shem and Regel, there is a difference between Mishutzayok and Mishutzayok. You're not Chai for Shem and Regel, Mishutzayok, you're not Chai for Ein Mishutzayok. When it comes to Halachas of Chati Nezek, there's no difference between Mishutzayok and Mishutzayok. That's what Birchon said. So we thought it means every din of Chatzu Nezek, there'll never be a difference between Shatzayot and Shatzayot. If so, it's serious. There's no difference between serious in Shatzayot and Shatzayot. Chatzu Nezek. And that's a kashon of Zeru's first psalm. Zeru is telling us that in Shatzayot and any damage in Shatzayot you're going to be caught or not true. We have not said, No, you're going to be chai. To which we answered, no. Two answers, you can't say. The Birchon never said that. When he says, Ein Chatzir Ezer Choluk, he's not talking about Shatzir Abim of Tzuris. That's posh. That's regular. He's talking about a case when it was in Shatzir Abim and it went to Shatzir Abim. There's no difference in Tzuris between Tzuris that got happened because the animal was walking in Shatzir Abim. What happened because the animal was walking in Shatzir Abim and it damaged in Shatzir Abim. You'll always be chai for Chatzir Nezek. If the act happened in Shatzir Rabim or the act happened in Shatzir Rabim, you'll always be chai. For Karen, you'll be chai even if the damage happened in Shatzir Rabim. And for Tzuris, you'll be chai if the damage happened in Shatzir Rabim. But whether the act happened in Shatzir Rabim or Shatzir Rabim, you're going to be chai. There's no difference. That's the first sentence. And then if so, at least it refutes the second Kiddush of Ibzeya. The answer is yes. Next teretz, Rabbi Yechon was never speaking about tzuris. Rabbi Yechon was speaking about Karen. In Karen, there's no difference between there's no difference. Karen, you're going to be chai in birth, you're going to be chai in Ein chatzin ezer cholok, there's no difference. You're going to be chai in whatever it is. Shizrav, shizrav. Good. Out down the Divya Gemara. And that's basically where I wanted to get to in the Gemara. There was a little bit more Gemara. Now there's a thesis. What should we do? You haven't done yet.
Rashi?
Yes, good ideas. Good. Rashi's. I have to remind you. We're up to Hittita B'Shazari, the first white line. The first white line. It walked normally and it kicked up. Well, good stories, which is an Isaac and so it's when. From the Rabbi, which is an Isaac, which is someone came and broke Caleb. I know the Yish Kam, it's me. The Lima. Bottle! About this bottle. What about Kia? Avoid the mocking tour. Since that Kia happened in the mocking tour, about you going to be bottle for this act of. Of damage. Then we have the price. It says the Ziki Rishitzirab. But it says Tidabin Shitzirab, and Shitzirab, and Chayyab. Well, not the Gemara thought. It means it was walking in Shitzirab and damaged in Shitzirab. The Ziki Rishitzirab, and Chayyab is the Omnis Bishloima. If you would say, Bishraim, it's all very well. Tzuris, Yeruchayu. That Tzuris in a normal way. Lekerem, but you know, they were compared to Keren. Lechai, Mishutzerabim. Keren, I say, Yechai, Mishutzerabim, like Keren. No, not me, Lekerem. No, don't me, Lekerem. It's similar to Keren. Why? The Mishalem is Chatzin Ezek. But it pays Chatzin Ezek. Ki Keren. Even though the Karen is Mishunah, but so is Ulch and so is normal, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's a similar one. They both pay Chatinedri. Hilkov, Mishusarabim, Chayev is Chatinedri. Then I understand why you're trying to Mishusarab. So then, very good. This animal is walking down the street, picks up stones, and it's in Mishusarab, and it damages things. It's still going to be Chayev. Why? Can you compare it to him? Emily, it's Chol. Like unto you, Rebzeb, called Sir is Yochim. Also is done in the normal way. The regal not mineral will be compared to regal. Mishra Dava told of the regal because it's a told of regal. We have a gab also Nedek Sholem. Even the regal is Nedek Sholem, it's Kati Nezek. And so it's Kati Nezek. Nevertheless, it's still a told of regal. Like we did Potter Shusarabi. And my Tommy, Shusarabi, Machai, and my surprise to say Yochai and Shusarabi. We answered, it means it's transversed from one Rishut to another Rishut, and that's why you're chayav for the damage happened to Rishut Siyot. Ah, you said that you're potter, even damage happened to Rishut Siyot. If it might happen, if the act happened to Rishut Siyot, hold your be, I was chayav. Very good. Then we said, the next bryce, the next drive of the Mishnah was Dosa Akli. And it says, "The Rishon you pot. Why you pot for the Rishon? The regular. Bala and Rechai. Why you try for the Achor? Why you try for the Achor? It's serious. I love the reason you have an inner Shusarabi and damage happens. No. No, I'm a bit like come by you think enough. Come on. There's no killer in Shusarabi in Chatzinezek. Now, this is the answer, the second answer of the law. Kiyikam Abirkan. Hey, Katzi, Nezek Choluk. Now, Abirkan said, there's no difference in Aloha. Katzi Nezek, we don't differentiate between Shizuam and Shizuyokin, and Katzi Nezek, the Karen Kala. It's referring to Katzi Nezek, the Karen, the Sib Yechatsun, the Chotsu, Trezim, the Yechatsun, the Chotsu, twice, the Fuki, the Mandapar, the Kamon. This is coming to exclude, that's a literal translation of Afuki. That means if there's an opinion holds one way, I'm coming to counteract that opinion. Right? So Yechal came along to counter the opinion who said that man wasn't really an opinion, but the Gemara had a question. Man the Pandu come on. There's a shit later on. The Gemara asked it. He wanted to say you should be poto for Karen and Shusarabim. Which Kavachemi can come up with? Why should be Potter for Karen and Shusarabim?
Yeah. Oh,
well, for regular. A lot. If we find him, we should say, regular is Chaim Ezek Sholim. And Karen is only Chatzinazek, Karen is only Chatzinazek, in the Shusar Rabbi, with Karen going regularly, Potter the Gami, then Karen should be Potter the Gami. So now Rabbi Yechel, it was a question in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechel answered Yechetzun, to tell me, you know, the Possum tells me clearly Yechetzun, there's no difference between the Yochid, the Shusarami, you always pay Chetz. The Possum can tell you.
But what does that mean that it
needs
to answer this question by
Karen?
That's an extra word.
But overrides the
common. Oh, yeah. But it's an extra word. The positive says, could have said, Chotzu es Kaspi. Chotzu es Kaspi, we gave us some mix. That's the positive. Chotzu es Kaspi, we gave us some mix. And it says, Chotzu es Kaspi, we gave us some mix. Yechetzun. Why is it Yechetzun again? It's an extra word. Come to tell me, extra word, say, don't get along with that. It's a good argument. It should be potter from Karen. I should say, I mean, no, says the beer from Yechetzun. So, if you ever told us Yechetzun, the Chatzinez against Chalem, right? That's my Karen. Chatzinez against Sreyos. No, you don't want to be Sreyos. Chatzinezek of Tzurias, you really potter Mishnah Tzurabim, even from one Mishnah to another Mishnah. always possible. Why? Because it's regular possible. So this is the Gemara that we're seeing. And this Gemara is the biggest Kiddush that you probably learned today anyway. Because this Gemara is telling us a Kiddush. Maskana of the Gemara is an animal who vanishes around and kicks up stones without any kavara. Pure service. Right? Without any piyat or anything. Here's just a potter, here's just the opposite. We have a case where an animal is walking totally normally down the road. You're going to be tired the damage that it does. Shaka. Right? So it's a big chiddush to blood this week. At least today. Right? If you're mad, think about it. You can have a case of service where the animal trod on a clay itself, it'd be possible. Because it's serious, like damage happened elsewhere, it's going to be hard. And this has two massive, massive big caches on it. And it's in based on the Rosh, and that's what we'll be learning. But there's a thesis that we have to still see before. I know, the thesis.
You're going to
have to look at the instructor device. We don't assume. They're not teaching it to us. We have to see what the beer is. Where how do they know it? And that's what you need to ask. Say that. Okay. They're also going to ask. They're also going to answer.
When we say, a kiri, an upper-ish guy, right? It's a very nice expression, but really, in a sense, because that's why you're tied. You're tied to carrying. You pick it up in the Rosh Hashanah and you carry it to Rosh Hashanah. You're tied to carrying. You don't say, you pick it up here, you put it there for your body. That's why you're tied. You change from one shift to another. I'm saying in the case of carrots.
Karen.
The definition of carrot is that you pick it up and there's a shoe to the
mountain. Right.
Here, you put the tag on the No, what I'm saying is the very expression that they're using to say you should be butter itself is the reason why you should cut it. If you pick it up in the shifter rod, if you carry it,
The actual they're allowed to do.
I'm allowed to pick things up in the shifter rod, also. I can pick things up.
And not only if you're allowed, you wouldn't be. What would be, for instance?
But if I pick it up,
if you pick it up, I'll ask to put it down here, and then you change your mind and you took it to the shifter rod in your bottom. Because like here, you cannot pick it. I'll pay you. I'm going to be. It's a muscle.
I know.
Rashi says kaloima. It's not the literal translation. It's a
muscle. It's funny when the very muscle it has the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. I want to learn something else. Want to learn the Rosh and Daf Gimel. Okay. We'll come back and finish. I'm just trying to help part of our chabura. We have to learn anyway everything. I'm just doing it in a way that everyone should be able to learn what they want. So we have to learn the Rosh and Daf Gimel. Yeah, you can say my relation parents. I guess you don't have a Rosh, right? Yeah, let me share with you a screen. The Rosh.
Thank you.
Rosh, Bobby Kano. All right. Dav Gimel. Right at the beginning of the Mesechta. Dav Gimel. Why did I say Dav Gimel? Say that. It's the very first Rosh of the Sefer.
Oh.
As long as you find the Rosh.
Oh, it's not on our.
We're learning something else today. The Thomas Chanukah. You would like mine? Sure. Okay, so we're learning a Rosh. Can you see the Rosh at the very beginning of the receptor? Can you see? Yeah, can you see the gimel on the base? There's like a little square bracket, the gimel on the base, probably about 15 lines down in the Rosh. Yeah, you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going a little bit further, and you get to something called Beshet Beregel
Ptoy. Yeah, it's very fun.
You have it? Beshet Beregel Ptoy.
Yeah.
Now, one second, Moshe Betz, we're going to share with you in a minute. I'm just going to try and share the screen.
Thank you.
How do you share screens? One day I'll learn how to do this well. Here we are, share screen. This is the screen I want to share. Okay, now, to find what I want. You there, Moshe Betz? Here we are.
Yes, there.
You have it all? Hashem Veregel Peturin B'Shusarabi. Hashem Veregel is Peturin B'Shusarabi. Says the Holy Rosh. You want to know why? Why you Peturin? To Uchehu. Because it is. This is a quote from the Rif. Shem Regal Turim Shizrabim says the Rif, you want to know why? Tokeyu, because it's normal. It's normal for the animal to walk. What do you want from him? He did the normal act. What do you want? Why should he be chayim? He's normally down the street. Why should he be chayim?
He has a right to be there and everything.
Right. Okay. If the animal went and did something crazy, he says, your fault, you should look up the animal. If the animal is walking normally down the street, the normal act, everyone's allowed to do that. Your fault, maybe. You should never let your parents. To me, Ali, break the rush. To me, Ali, Mahutzuch, the parish, Haimel, the Petirim, Peshom, the Chayim. Why did the Rif need to explain the reason why your potter is Peshom, the Chayim? Because it's normal. From Krog, Siv, the Pazuk says him a first. Or beer b'stei acher. The pasuk says, "Or beer b'stei acher." But those shi'inam below, Mishus Rabin. It's a pasuk. I need you to tell me a reason. The Torah says, "You're only chayv Mishus Yochid." Or beer b'stei acher. Something else is filled. What do we mean? Beer b'stei acher, but Mishus Rabin. Shehen and regel. No, both of them. They're not from the same pasuk. Shit, I'm beer. Same pasuk. So why did he tell me the reason of Olchek?
That's the
He's coming to explain the reason for the pasuk. Lamad patrosay Torah Mishus Rabin. Why did the Torah exempt you in Mishus Rabin? Kafi shedavkir idayin Mishus Rabin. It's normal for animals to walk there. V'yevsha sheyel kvar bayim achrim tomit. We can't expect the bayim to run after their animals all the time. It is standard procedure for an animal to walk down the street. And that was normal. Normal was that animals would roam the streets, right? And therefore, we can't expect that you should have to Abel Karen, a Karen Chayevis Mishus Rabin. Abel Bisha Dauki Leila Shom. Even though it's normal for you to go back. No, but given the Iyai, you had already a dog wound. To be a dance or an uncle, you know your animal is an uncle, have a little more, a little toy. You should have looked after your animal. But Chatzin Nezek, why we met you find Chatzin Nezek then? I didn't know my animal was in the world. They changed the gears again, not off to Chatzin Nezek. Came on the class, you're right, it's a class. Yeah, the linter in the Torah. It's a class. We want you to protect your hand.
Don't force anything. Just like by a shed.
Right.
Animal walks around. Sometimes it gets agitated. Sometimes it gets depressed. I don't know what. And it's the horse.
Right. So this class is in order that since your animal's already got a little bit agitated, the next time we make sure they're not. I don't have a good shed.
So that's
where the Chatzin has a class. So Chatzin has a class to look after. For some reason, Regel, we didn't give you such class, which is it's your cash. If you want, to make you look after your animals, it's also Regel. I don't have a clear answer at the moment. When I was learning Rosh, I didn't focus on this line, focus on the next line and the previous line. So what's the Rosh? Because I want to focus on the Regel. What's Pshat in the Rish? Why is he telling us? To give us time in the crop.
You didn't know that?
Never. Why is he telling us time in the crop? It says in the time and then Gemara is Rav Shimon who say time in the crop. But to know the time. The Rav never does it. He's a Rav Salah to say. Why are you going to tell me time in the crop? Says the Rosh the next. This is why the Rav told us time in the crop. Enough Gemini. Good thing you're all sitting down on chairs because enough Gemini. He tells them. This is what the Rav wants to teach us. Shema your eight oak. If you had a long stick, muna, mixos rishus rabim, or mixos rishus yachid. This stick is partly in rishus rabim, partly in rishus yachid. We don't saw all of rishus rabim, and he trod on it in rishus rabim. We shavra rishus yachid kalim, and by doing so, he broke kalim in rishus yachid. Even shit, Dauka, Leila, Lidris alone. Not that anything get lost. I wonder why the Rif tells us this Aloke. Why is he saying time at the crow? Because they're not committing the mice. He's not here just to tell us some deep understanding behind the Torah's rational. No, there's Aloke mice. This animal's walking down the street. It's regal. The Torah says, you're potter, and that's the initial say, why? I'll tell you why, because you can't expect that owner of the animal to look after his animal. So therefore, it's not only damage happened in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be potter. Even damage happened in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be potter. In which case, you have a stick, and the stick is partly on Rosh Hashanah, partly in Rosh Hashanah. And under one of the sides of the stick, which is in Rosh Hashanah, there's this porcelain vase. From 3,000 years, and this animal walks on the other side of the stick, which is interesting to have him, and breaks it and breaks the vase. The owner of the animal is potter, because that happened in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, what do you want from me?
Let's give
you
examples for
one. Just
the stick.
Yossi, think. You shouldn't have asked that question that way. A clown. If you want to ask a question, not that one.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Is it the case of Tsuris?
It's not Tsuris. Tsuris is where it's koicha. It kicks something, and that's. This is more like an eglon.
No, eglon
is shepherd the koin. It wasn't Tsuris. This is mamish. It was all connected to the animal. And that's on the bar. There's no Tsuris.
Well,
that is a clock. Yeah, by him connecting himself to the stick, yeah, and that's the thing. That's the question you should be asking. That's the question you should be asking. Why didn't he say sorry?
That's my question. Has he heard my question?
Wow. That way around. That's your question.
That's like the Rav's mother saying, "Hey, Jack."
Okay. See my mother. All the Torah language she taught us. Yes, the gash is gewaldig. The Rashi is telling us halacha l'maisa. If the animal is walking down the street and it stands on a stick and it goes and breaks the vase by standing on the stick, you're potter because it happens in Rosh Hashanah. So what's the gash, Yossi?
It seems like it's so
dead
than the Gemara.
It's so the Gemara. The Gemara says, you walk down Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you kick out the stones, and it happens in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you are okay. And the stone landed in Rishus HaYochid, and Chaim paid Tzurich, Chatzin Ezek, Mamish, Saisi, the Salam. Now let's have a look at the Rif. How does the Rif bring down the halacha that we learned today? Halacha of Tzurich. Let's find it. Let's see what we have the Rif explain. Where would we look for to find the Rif, where he spoke about Tzurich? Actually, very good. Well, let's try and find it. So on that chess in mind, there he talks about dollar church in a dollar church. You know, I was so good. Have your test, yeah. Boy, I'm out of my mom, you have it. I'll just tell it to you about better than because come back, you should know. Yeah. Yeah, let's see how the Rif presented this shine of Tzurius. So in the sugya, you basically go through the sugyas, right? So we have Kori of Abba Bamamal Mir Amin. What happens if he's going in a way where he has to let it enter in that tezis?
Is there a way?
The top of that page, Kori of Abba.
Yeah,
Kori of Abba Bamamal Mir Amin. Mamal Mir, I'm sorry, sorry, Mr. Peretz. Let me share with you a riff. Sorry. Riff. Riff. What we can't have. There's. Here we are, Boyer Amma. Something like this is what I need. Okay, Boyer Amma, so you're going to do the sugya. Boyer Amma, Mamamu, Mertami, Bamreo, Melchir, Abo, Boyer Malech, the Makum Shi, Yeshalo, Elam Kim, and Matezis. Who's going in the place?
Bata.
Yeah, he's got the bits for Bata, right?
Sajun Bashun,
with Tizer, Zika, Mao. Given the Yeshua of all, since it's impossible to all try to do a hash for me, it's not as beautiful as it is, it's very new. This everyone that begins the bottom.
We don't have a great one.
This was the previous one.
This is the one where it's
this the first side of the two shadows in the one.
This is the Yeshua one.
Yeah, Yeshua. This thing was the two shadows in the one. One was, I mean, look. One was it was going in a place where anyway the stones would have got kicked out and it kicked out.
What happened to the
That's the first shine of the world. Then the next shine.
No,
it's not.
No, it's
the one before that. The second one is the second.
And then some tables.
Right?
One line.
Then the next one. Boy, Mene, Rebuisi, Mebzea. Poiso, Malekes, Mishutram, Betizo, Vezika. Now, the care man, Binulam, Heves, I do not tell them the regular tour. Amalei, Stava told the regular. Makes sense, it's told the regular. How's it going on? Huh? How's it going on? How's it going on? You can read it, can't
you?
How do you read it, Molly? That's the next of you. What happened to the Shine of Atsurius? What happened to it? The Rif was not up on the ice. The Rif told us already in the base of Nimel, anything which is okay, your bottle.
So why did you create a piece of stick just off of that swan, which is what they were talking about? He changes the whole situation.
It's forget the Gemara.
What?
It's forget the Gemara. It's against the Gemara anyway.
No,
Yossi saying good. This is good, the simple reading of this Rif and the Rosh is that the Rif didn't bring it down because it is not Lava. This is a simple reading, but of course Yossi is right. If you learn a bit deeper, it might not be Lava. But so if you go back to our Rosh, you go back to our Rosh on Pilpul Charif the test. You're back to the Rosh. You're back to the Rosh. It shouldn't take too long to find it. We were there just before.
Where
the same place, back to our Rosh.
The first daf from Rosh.
The first daf. Yeah. And Pilpul Charif the test. You see it?
Yeah.
Enough. Pilpul Charif.
Is that the same paragraph?
Underneath, no, at the bottom of the page.
Bottom of the left. The test,
it says directly. You see at the bottom of the page, Pilpul Charif the test. Sure. Mm-hmm. Did very small.
Oh, that's
a test. No,
yes, that's
it. Enough, you mean that he turns the edge of my face on. The oisiv bal still take a boat. Because of it. This is definitely the shitta of the Rif, who holds that if you do act of damage, which damages Rosh Hashanah, you'll be potter. How do I know that? The Bekei Pei Bekei to the regal, Hishmit by the beginning of the day, they completely missed out. The boy Minei, the teens of Rosh Hashanah, the Zik Rosh Hashanah, the Rebim also is there. We don't pass in our way. I'm completely astounded about this whole reading. To the Nadimanari, how can the Rif make up this thing? The Farish time of the crop to explain the shot in the posuk, mini boy, and to come out with an aloha, because of this rationale that he made up for his own boy, should the like him as the Gemara? It's not like the Maskar of the Gemara. Come on, and I'm going to write about this later on by our colleagues. Ruben was mentioning earlier. Behind me, the what we've seen so far today is we've seen a Gemara, the Maskamot of the Gemara was Hogami, three times Hogami. Meaning a damage avenue should rabbi went into Shisayokim, you'd be chai Patsurius. Even though it was normal to walk down Shisayokim, you're chai Patsurius. He said, there's a Rif at the beginning of the Suga, beginning of the Sefer, explains that the reason why you're pot for Egan is because of Uchim, meaning what you want, there's nothing you can do about it. And the Nafgemina would be, says the Rosh, why are you telling me what's Uchim? What are you telling it to me? Now, if Gemini would be, if he's walking in the street and he stands on a stick that breaks another thing on the other side, you would be part of it. Because even though the damage happened in Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah, but since he was walking in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be part of it. Adkandivari says the Pepul Rifta, and that's Mukhaf, because you see the Rifta didn't bring down the Alpha Bechlamar Mizaya. Why? Because the Metzim told you're going to be part of it. You're walking in the street and stones get kicked out. They're meant to be potter. And the kasher is, the pasch of the sugar is not like that. And more than that, the Rif would make up a locker, which is based on a gemara without any basis. But I think the reason is because of Orpid. You know what? You said you're chayv, even if it's Orpid. This is the kushi on the Rif. Yossi started with Kibbon and Rechim on Tuesday. We'll go with that Kibbon.
Oh, it's continue now.
No. You've got two. The whole point why I did this Rif first was to get you a chance to taste it. Okay, so you can taste this. And there's a Rosh we have to learn also on Perik base. Remember, it's Horisom Aleches B'mokoyim until you get to the Tessim with base. That Rosh Yetra and Blah. Anybody know that Rosh? Bear in mind the Rosh, which we just because the Rosh also has to fit in with each other. So bear that in mind as well. I wish all of you Baldiga Chanakia made this a time of Chizuk in Tfilim. I saw Shalik Bain said, Shlakamish. You know, he's got Sefer, Shlakamish. He's got different Mesechtas, he calls it. Shabbos, Shalim. Each one focusing on a different sugya, different lines. And then the Maseches Tomid. What's Maseches Tomid? Then Yoni Tfilis. Tfilis, Torah Krishna. And he says, Chanukah. It puts Tomid with Chanukah. Chanukah is a time for Dama. And Hoydus, Ahala, that's a point of Chanukah. So all that lochus of Tfilah, he puts together the Hilchos Chanukah. He might be starting with Chanukah Tfilah. Chanukah Tfilah, that's how it works. So we'll take his lead, and we should make the most of this coming Yom Tov. So be well, everyone. Bet, oh, Yaakov, you're there. You're on mute, but lovely to see you. Still a mute.